The Stewardship Network is an umbrella group of 60 environmental, tribal, and hunting and fishing groups. Those groups will vote this weekend on a set of 6 issues the network will focus its lobbying efforts on this year. They range from defeating a bill that would lift restrictions on building new nuclear power plants in the state to setting stricter standards for high-capacity wells that may deplete the state's groundwater. Andrew Hansen is a network member with Midwest Environmental Advocates. He says one of the main goals of this year's network meeting will be deciding how to respond to the rollback of environmental regulations included in the Jobs Creation Act passed recently by the legislature. A panel discussion tonight will explore those issues and how the network should respond to them.
I think it's important for people to know how the Jobs Creation Act came about, what the process was for developing it, the very constrained public process that went into it, the very limited opportunities for public participation, so people can learn not to let it happen again.
Also tonight, Governor Doyle will present a special award to the Potawatomi and Secaucan Chippewa tribes for their decision to use casino revenues to purchase the Crandon mine site and protect the land from industrial development. Hansen says Doyle's presence at the meeting highlights the importance of the decades-long struggle to stop the mine. The Stewardship Network meeting at UW-Stevens Point this weekend is open to the public. Organizers are still hoping one of the Democratic presidential candidates may make an appearance, but so far there's no confirmation. Any have accepted the invitation sent to all of them. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.